Villon did not reply, but much to Mira's astonishment, began singing and caressing Tag's paws, which were still locked onto the sword hilt.
Mountains, rivers, valleys, seas, whose little paws are these, meadows, woodlands, fields and shores, these little paws are yours. If you don't give me a kiss, I will tickle paws like this.
It was many a long season since Mira had heard her mother sing a baby song. Now Fallon was tickling the big rough paws. Mira was totally startled by what happened next. Tag was still senseless, but he smiled and opened his paws, pads upward, just like any babe who wanted his mother to do it again. Nimbalo quickly removed the sword. There on Tag's open right paw was the four-petal mark, pink and distinctive as the day he was born with it. Fallon hugged Mira.
I knew it deep inside me, ever since I saw him yesterday. This is my son. He's returned home. He's your brother, Mira.
The otter maid clasped the flower-marked paw between her own and spoke his name loud and clear.
Dana.
Nimbalo scratched the end of his nose.
Dana? You mean Tag's name ain't Tagarung no more?
Fallon shook her head, smiling at the harvest mouse.
His real name is Dana. He has no other.
Nimbalo mused over the new name.
Dana. I don't know whether I like that or not. It ain't like Nimbalo the Slayer. Just Dana. Couldn't we call him Dana the Deadly, or Dana the Dagger, or Dana the Dangerous? Oh, I liked that. And Dana the Dangerous. Great name.
Fallon tweaked the little fellow's ear.
If I hear you calling him Dana the Dangerous, I'll tell every beast that your name is Nimbalo the Nuisance. Understood?
The harvest mouse shrugged unhappily.
Just Dana it is then, ma'am.
Sister Alkaness arrived with Broggle and Friar Bob, who were carrying bowls of warm water, dressing cloths, ointments and herbal remedies. They waited to one side as she cleaned and inspected the wound. Her pronouncement was not a happy one, though she tried to sound optimistic.
The arrow has gone too deep. I haven't the skill or experience to remove it, though I must say Dana is the strongest and fittest beast I've ever seen. I've heard in the past of creatures living quite a normal life with arrowheads or spear points still in them. Dana will live, but he'll have to take things easy. I can cut away the arrow shaft, but the point will have to stay in him.
Skipper had been listening and voiced his opinion.
Begging your pardon, marm, but Rookie Garge could fix Dana up. Oh, Rookie is the best otter fixer on earth.
Sister Alkanet waved a paw dismissively.
Rookie Garge is just some legend. There's no such otter.
Fallon was inclined to agree.
I believe there was such an otter, but I heard she'd passed on many long seasons ago.